Chapter 6. Seek and Speak Your Truth. My friend Betsy Cohen was pregnant with her second child when her toddler Sam became curious about where the baby was in her body. "Mommy," he asked, "are the baby's arms in your arms?" "No, the baby is in my tummy," she replied. "Are the baby's legs in your legs?" "No, the whole baby is in my tummy." "Really? The whole baby is in your tummy? Are you sure?" "Yes, the whole baby is in my tummy." "Then, Mommy, what's growing in your butt?" This kind of honesty is common from children and virtually unheard of from adults. As kids grow up, we teach them to be polite, watch what they say, not hurt others' feelings. This is not a bad thing. As a former pregnant whale, I'm glad that most people keep some observations to themselves. But as we learn to speak appropriately, we lose something in authenticity. Authentic communication is not always easy, but it is the basis for successful relationships at home and real effectiveness at work. Yet people constantly back away from honesty to protect themselves and others. This reticence causes and perpetuates all kinds of problems. Uncomfortable issues that never get addressed, resentment that builds, unfit managers who get promoted rather than fired, and on and on.